We'll play from the beginning of Thunderbirds I'll Go to the end of the march.
Staging the nostalgia-laden Thunderbirds theme by Barry Gray evokes many of our childhoods. It conjures up Tracy Island, International Rescue, Lady Penelope.
You rang, m'lady?
Cancel the countryside run, Parker. We've just been called to an urgent assignment. Get out the Rolls Royce.
And in the first ever episode of ATV's Thunderbirds, directed by Alan Partillo, we can hear the villain, the Hood.
International Rescue. If only I knew their secrets.
Conductor Charles Hazelwood, what is the secret of these programmes and the music's enduring success?
I think it's an extraordinary kind of mashup, this music, a kind of peculiarly English mongrel thing that Barry Gray managed to assemble, a kind of a curious mixture of 60s pop sensibility, of Hollywood sparkle, of big band swagger, and crucially a kind of what at the time was incredibly futuristic, kind of sci-fi weirdness, kind of wailing and wheezing and kind of moaning sounds that you can only get from very old school sort of first generation electronic instruments.
And you've dug out old manuscripts and original instruments to faithfully recreate this music?
We really, really want to create it as faithfully as we possibly can, so that if Barry Gray were here, he would feel it was as authentic as the day the music was born. And of course, a key element to that is that we've got his own original Ond Martino, which is like the first generation electronic musical instrument, a keyboard instrument dating back to, I think, the 1930s. And if you only think of the sound of the Mysterons, anyone who can remember that, that exact sound is that exact instrument, Barry Gray's own instrument, and we have it with us here. So I think we're about as authentic as we could possibly.
Jamie Anderson, son of Jerry Anderson, who co-created Thunderbirds et al. With Sylvia Anderson. How do you feel at hearing this music come to life again?
The strange thing is with all of Barry Gray's themes is that they never get boring. So as they get to the rousing finale of the Joe 90 theme, for example, I feel myself sort of bouncing on my toes. Even though it's been there my entire life, it turns you into a big kid again.
There seems to be a lot of adult appeal in these children's programmes and in the music. I just wonder if that's one of the keys to the success of what Jerry Anderson did and what Barry Gray did.
Part of the success of Thunderbirds and all those other shows was that you could sit down, three generations could sit down in the same room and enjoy the same show. Whether it was the technology that was used, the stories that were written, or the music that was provided for them, it all had that multi-generational appeal because it was really at the top of its game.
Adrian Utley from the band Portishead, how are you involved?
I'm playing guitar and this strange instrument, Swarmatron, an 8 oscillator weirdo synthesizer that has 2 ribbon controllers on it. Like a swarm of bees. It's got that funny old sound to it, you know.
And why resurrect this music now for you?
This music was part of my youth, you know. I'm very, very, very delighted to be part of it, you know, in all its kind of fantastic, wonderful cheesiness and beauty and orchestration, you know.
It strikes me that in different ways, Portishead and Thunderbirds are both somewhere on the cult music map. I'm just wondering, what do you think makes something cult?
Jerry Anderson stuff is culty, yeah, because it had a kind of, wasn't like anything else, you know.
Stand by for action.
It takes you into another world. You're all part of this group, this cult of stuff, aren't you, really? And this kind of massive, beautiful escapism.